everyone. Welcome to All for Business podcast. I'm Jamie Glass. I'm the Director of Economic Development at the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance, and I am today's guest host for this episode. Really excited. Could not think of a better guest to have with me today than Anna Benson. Anna is the Assistant Director of the City of Lynchburg's Office of Economic Development and Tourism, and we have her here today to talk about their brand new campaign, LYH Loves You. And so, Anna, I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jamie. I'm really happy to be here. Can't wait to talk about it.
I know. It's been so exciting to see this kind of come together, and I'm really just happy to have kind of was got to be a little bit of a part of the process. So
for
really
sure.
Excited about that, and to see you all doing this. It's really taken off, and so excited to kind of let our listeners today just learn a little bit more about the process. Why did you do this? And so, you know, before we get started, I really want our listeners to kind of get to know you a little bit. I know you so well, but we might want to let the listeners kind of get to know you a little bit. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey to this position?
Sure. Well, thank you so much again. I'm happy to be here. So I have been in this role with the Office of Economic Development and Tourism since 2014. I moved to Lynchburg in 2007. And was the marketing director at Poplar Forest here. And then I was the executive director of what is now Downtown Lynchburg Association, which led me into the economic development and tourism role. So I've been doing this work in the city for quite some time at this point. I started out my career working in the federal government in the United States Senate. So I really have this passion for public service and for connecting citizens with government. I just feel like that's a really great role to play, and sometimes demystifying government for people and helping people be successful. I really, my husband and I love Lynchburg. We feel really rooted here. It's the longest I've ever lived anywhere, and this is definitely home for us. So being rooted in a community and being able to help that community and watch that community grow and change. And Lynchburg is at that, you know, really even over the past 10 years and what's ahead of us is at that point where we're growing like crazy and we're ready to explode. So it's really fun and valuable to be part of that process.
Yeah. You were a graduate of University of Lynchburg. Is that how you became a Lynchburg citizen?
No. Well, actually, my undergrad was at the University of South Carolina. So I'm a Gamecock.
Okay.
I did my master's at the University of Lynchburg.
Okay.
And my husband went to Lynchburg College. So when we graduated from college, we lived in D.C. for a couple years, and then Lynchburg drew us back just as a, like, you know, we were in our 20s, and we now have a son, Harvey, but, you know, we were young and looking for a place where we could, you know, kind of have a forever place, and, you know, it's affordable,
right.
It had, you know, a growing and vibrant downtown, and all of those things that were really attractive to us, so, you know, located near our families, you know, close enough but far enough away. So, and actually my mom has moved here in the last couple years. So, so we are, you know, attracting family to Lynchburg and growing
grandchildren
that population.
Will do that.
They absolutely.
Well, great. And you know, we see that a lot. Like, you know, and I know you see that in your role too. So many students, once they get a little bit older, they, you know, want to start families, they kind of come back to this area, you know, we call them boomerangs.
That's right.
You know, so we see a lot of that here. And I think that speaks really well to the community and, you know, kind of that environment that it provides, a safe, affordable environment for raising a family. So, so you're not alone in all this work,
That's
right?
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about the team at the Office of Economic Development and Tourism.
Well, we are, first of all, our team is just incredible and led by our fearless leader, Marjette Upshur, who's the director. She has been the director for, I think, 17 years now. And if you know Marjette, you know that no one is more passionate about this city than she is.
Right.
And she's from Lynchburg and you know, has lived in all across the United States and came back to Lynchburg to do this work. So she definitely inspires us every day and works harder than anybody that I've ever known. So that's very motivating.
She really does.
She does. So, but we also, we have Andrew Marks on our tourism sales side. Emily Gwynn's our communications manager. We have just taken special event permitting for the city and special event promotion. So we have a young guy, Clayton Copper, who's doing that for us. He's fabulous. Alicia Metter is our economic development manager. And then nothing would be possible without Melissa Desmond, who's been with the city for 26 years now, I think. She tells me on a regular basis. but, you know, super committed to our office and our work and keeps us all straight. Yep. So it is a team for sure.
Well, you guys have a great team. Really enjoy working with you all on a regular basis. You do great work.
So, thank you.
So the part that I was a little bit involved in was your blueprint for opportunity, which is your city strategic plan. Mm-hmm. And so, me and a friend of mine who also is kind of this work, a lot of times we say citizen's lens, right? We look at this different than a lot of times, you know, our citizens, you know, they're not in this every day like we are, right? Yeah. And so from a strategic planning perspective, you know, the brand kind of came out of that originally. You know, we really knew we needed a brand for the city and kind of a way to market the city. And so I thought maybe we should start with a little bit around the strategic planning process so people can kind of get that, you know, step one, like how this came. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched our Blueprint for Opportunity. It was a 5-year strategic plan in 2018. We did that work with a steering committee of our anchor institutions, colleges and universities, Centra. We'll talk a little bit more about anchors in a minute, but our business community leaders from across all sectors, obviously our partners in economic development. And so we published this in 2018, had 5 goals to it, expanding our business community, working really closely with our anchor institutions, workforce development, placemaking, which is making this community a great place to live. It's that quality of life piece. It's everything we talked about at the beginning of our conversation. And then telling Lynchburg's story. So when the pandemic hit in 2020, we went back to the business community to sort of say, okay, y'all, like, the world has changed. Right. It is changing. We don't really know what it's going to look like yet, but we're on this path. These are still our goals. Help us kind of refine this and reset this for whatever, you know, the quote new normal looks like, which honestly, I don't think we still know yet. No. So we then published in early 2021, the reset on the blueprint, which really just is very, very similar, same goals, but we distilled them down to 3 goals. And they are to support and grow our businesses and destination assets, to drive long-term economic growth and resilience, and then to position Lynchburg as the best small city in America, which is still that storytelling piece. So from that, and when we did that work, we really heard from our business community that a couple things. We heard that they wanted and needed to have consistent, clear communication from the city and about the city. They wanted us to make sure that we were still supporting small, locally owned businesses that really make up the fabric of this community, right? So that's the placemaking. These are placemaking businesses. These are businesses that create this identity of a place that
you want to
live. You're
not going to find that business anywhere else.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. And then also that they wanted us to help them sell Lynchburg as a place for talent and visitors, right, as a destination for talent. We have a lot of companies that ask us to, you know, how can you help us or how can we do this with you to attract, you know, the next CEO or even, you know, anybody in their C-suite or, you know, people they're trying to get to move to Lynchburg.
Right.
So we heard those things. And from that, we decided that we, you know, a brand campaign, particularly coming out of a pandemic, like how do we come out of this as a, like really telling a strong story about, you know, a progressive, inclusive, you know, resilient place. So then we started our brand campaign work. So taking a similar approach to our strategic planning, we put together a steering committee of, you know, cross-sector of companies and anchors and people working in this space with us. We hired Resonance Consultancy, which is essentially a place branding firm that has done, I mean, just tremendous work in cities all over the world. Lynchburg's probably one of their smallest clients, and so we were pretty lucky to score them. And we did a series of focus group work with stakeholders from across the community. Our steering committee continued to kind of lead the way. We did some survey work around this. So we went back out to a much broader community with some ideas, right? About like, which ones do you like better? You know, how are these resonating with you? And then we ended up with our brand campaign, which we began to implement last summer, kind of summer 2021.
Sure. Yeah. I was at the initial launch when you all presented that to city council, and it was so exciting. Like, they clapped.
They wore the t-shirts.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, the new city manager, Winabinda, was there. That was his first, I think, meeting.
It was one of his first meetings.
And, you know, he had the t-shirt on.
We couldn't have had a better supporter there, for sure.
Yeah. And so that was really awesome just to see everybody come together under that and really embrace it. And I know since then you all have really, that was your kind of initial kickoff, mm-hmm. but you know, tell us a little bit now, like, how are you getting that brand out there? Like, I know you want to kind of do it internally, and then, you know, we take it externally. So, you know, what are you doing right now to kind of spread the news of the brand?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a ton of course, behind the scenes work, to implement a new brand. Obviously, we've updated websites and social, and we've gone out and worked with ambassadors, and we can talk a little bit more detail about some of those folks. Developing all the content to launch the brand. But since then, we're actually working through a 3-year marketing plan to implement this brand. So the targets for the Lynchburg Loves You campaign are our residents. We really want to develop pride of place. We want people who live here to know and love their city and to drive, honestly, for us as economic developers, to drive spending in our local businesses. It's for visitors, obviously. We want to position the city as a destination for visitors, group travel, meetings, conferences, sporting events. For talent, again, with our business community to help our businesses attract the talent that they need to fill critical jobs. And then for our businesses themselves, and for, you know, for especially with you all and working on business attraction, you know, how is the city positioning itself to be attractive to new investment by businesses? So, our marketing plan, we're kind of working from the inside out, as you said.
Yep.
So year one has really been kind of figuring out, you know, establishing the brand. You're going to see a lot more local visual presence of this brand. It's going to be, you know, all over the city. We're working with storefront businesses to make sure that, you know, Lynchburg Loves You is in the window. We'll do, you know, we're going to do billboards. We'll be at the airport and the Amtrak and, you know, banners across the city and things like that. So you're going to kind of start visually seeing this locally. And with that, telling stories of people who are doing Lynchburg Loves You camp, you know, work in our community. Yeah. So we launched the campaign with a series of brand ambassadors, and we're going to continue to grow that over this year, you know, every, you know, all 3 years of this campaign to kind of develop this group of ambassadors. Some of them at the beginning were Amy Corbett of All Belong Co. Mm-hmm. She has run and grown a tremendous Airbnb management company here. Theo Coates, who is a dancer and an artist. Carol Moon, who's the CFO of CloudFit Software, a startup that we've worked together to, you know, make their home in the city of Lynchburg.
He was a guest a few weeks ago.
Good.
And Carol's story is just amazing. And I know we're super proud of them, and I know you are too. But just to see the, you know, them go into a building downtown that had sat vacant for so long that now has this new life. And it's this modern tech company, you know, in this historic building, which I just think is really cool.
But Carol is a boomerang, right? He's a from here that went away for many years and has come back. And so we kind of, you know, telling that story about why Carol chose Lynchburg and what he's doing to build that workforce here and you know, be a community partner. And and then one of our other ambassadors were Dave and Chris Henderson of the Water Dog, who, again, boomerangs. We have a little story here.
We all love Water Dog.
Yes. Of, you know, folks that grew up here, went away and came back and are investing in this city and making that's a classic example of a placemaking business as well, right? Our riverfront, you know, very community minded, doing, you know, events.
Pints and Petals is always a hit. I love that.
Yep. So, Oktoberfest will be happening again this year.
So
that's what we're looking for, those people, whether they're the CEO of a company or, you know, a coach or a teacher, right? There are people who are in this community who are, doing the work of making this a better place.
Yeah.
And so we're, you know, we're going to use those stories to tell Lynchburg's story.
Well, and I think that is Lynchburg's story, mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, I think that's what makes this place so special is, you know, whether you grew up here, like, you know, you mentioned Margette, like born mm-hmm. and raised, right? Or, you know, you found your way here and stayed here. It's right. just, that all makes up the story. And, you know, everybody loves this community for a little bit different of a reason, yeah. you know, I have found. And,
yeah.
you know, it's always interesting to me to talk to people how you got here and, you know, what do you love about being here? So right. when you're kind of using those as a public campaign, I mean, I just think it makes it so genuine. I mean, right. it's their genuine story. So right. I love the ambassador
right. and our,
part of this brand.
You know, and our job in implementing campaign is to find and tell those stories and then connect them to those strategic goals, right? So that we can, you know, really say that it is creating pride of place, it is attracting a visitor, it is attracting a business or making a business stay and grow,
right.
And it is helpful in attracting talent. So that's our plan is to, you know, certainly we're going to be implementing this locally. We already are implementing this statewide. You know, the Lynchburg Loves You campaign ties nicely in with Virginia's for Lovers,
right.
The love work, you know, all over the city. We had an awesome article in Virginia Living in the November, December issue. So if you haven't picked that up, it showcases, I think, something like 30 businesses. I mean, in like 4 pages, they mention, you know, 30 placemaking businesses in our city and why you yeah. should come to Lynchburg and spend time. So we're working, you know, strategically with advertising and social media and media, you know, public relations to get this message out there and yeah. tell the world yeah. OYH loves you.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. How can the community, I mean, you really do want the community to kind of embrace this brand. I mean, how can the community help you all with this campaign?
Well, I think everybody is a brand ambassador on some level, right? So, you know, wear the t-shirt, hold the tote bag, put the sticker up in your business. I mean, we would love to help get those, you know, disseminate that all over the community. So if anybody, you know, please let us know and we'll be sure to get anything to you that will help us, you know, share this brand visually. You know, visit the website, lyhlovesyou.com. It's a landing page for the campaign. And it will take you to, you know, lots of content about visiting the city, about living in the city, but locating a business in the city. We also are building out information on going to school in the city because, okay. again, our anchor institutions, our colleges, universities are huge drivers of not only economic development, but they're four-year tourists
right.
and their parents, right? And we hear a lot, too, that people who have, we've talked about this, come to school here. They may leave and come back, or their parents come here and actually invest in Lynchburg, buy property. I mean, we hear that a lot. So we want that narrative about, you know, what it means to be a student in the city to be part of this as well. So check that out. I would say check out the website,
yeah.
Share the content, follow us on social media, and, you know, just help us spread the word, you know, and when you have friends and family in town, you know, friends and family are still the number one reason, you know, people are coming to the city and most cities, frankly,
right.
is, you know, people kind of, I think, leave that out in the tourism conversation a lot. But it is, you know, our anchors, our college universities, our citizens are driving tourism.
Sure.
So just remember, like, take your, you know, invest in these local businesses, visit them, spend your money here locally. That is doing more and as much for, you know, tourism promotion and talent and business development, if everybody's on board with that same, you know, concept
yeah.
as anything that we can do, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're all in this together, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, that's so important. I mean, we have, six colleges mm-hmm. and universities just around
in
the region.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you think about, you know, students, how many students there are, parents, family coming to town, and, you know, this is a charming city. It
yeah.
really is. I mean, I know, you know,
we're biased.
We are. But. We're a little bit. And, you know, but I do think, you know, when you see downtown Lynchburg and the architecture and, mm-hmm. you know, it just kind of grabs you. And I think, you know, it's really a charming place. And so I'm not surprised there are a lot of people that, you know, decide
fall
to relocate here
it.
And, you
yeah.
know, and yeah, so that's a great point. So Anna, I guess, you know, look, when you look back, let's say 5 years from now, mm-hmm. and you look back at what you've done with the brand, like what will success look like for this campaign?
Well, I think I want it to not only be a campaign that people recognize, right? We want it to stick visually, but I also want people to believe it, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's really, you know, you can put a brand out there and you can put a logo out there, but it's the authenticity behind that that is really lasting and meaningful. You know, Virginia's for Lovers is a 40 to 50 year old brand. I mean, how many brands in the world, honestly, have lasted that long? Just a few.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can capture the essence of a place and actually that is the experience that you have when you come to that place, you've created something really magical.
Yeah.
So, you know, beyond all of the data and the, you know, strategic goals and things that we're working towards and we're reporting on and we, you know, want to be able to look back and say these things were successful. I think the most success would be if you come to Lynchburg and you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel LYH loves you.
Like, feel the warm embrace.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
And I think you do. But like, you know, I would love for that to be someone's takeaway, key takeaway.
Yeah.
Wow. Lynchburg loves me.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the intangible, I think, that we hope to change and improve upon. I mean, it's here. There's a reason a brand is, you know, part of a city's story. It's already here. It's just what can we do to grow that?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Anna, it has been so good to have you here and just Absolutely. Catch up and talk to you today. And I mean, we love the brand. Lynchburg loves you. We love Lynchburg. We're really excited for this and excited to help you promote it. You know, from a regional perspective, we do a lot of economic development mm-hmm. marketing outside of the city, outside of the region, and try to attract and bring those new businesses in. So being able to use this campaign, bring visitors, bring potential businesses to the community, and then feel the warm embrace, you know, yep. of Lynchburg. That's going to be a big part of that too. So we're excited to help you with this, launch it, and work on it together. So thank you so much for being here today, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Jamie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.